giving no one time to think. You rush headlong. Everyone else has to concentrate on keeping their balance. I smiled. If I give anyone time to do anything but run along behind me, I'll be up to my ears in grief. None of you seem to understand the magnitude of your enemy. You all have your priorities inverted. Everybody wants to dance around and get the angle on everybody else. Meantime, the Shadow Masters are planning to exterminate all of you. He nibbled and pretended to think. You're right, but people are human. Nobody here has ever had to think in terms of external enemies, or really deadly enemies. The Shadow Masters count on that, too.
No doubt.
A new course arrived, more substantial. Some kind of bird. I was surprised. The prince's background was Goonie. The Goonie were determined vegetarians. Watching my surroundings, I spied two things I did not like. There were dozens of crows among the trees, and that priest Tal I had embarrassed earlier, with several of his cronies, was watching us. The Prabrin Dra said, I'm under a lot of pressure because of you, some from close quarters. It puts me in a delicate position. Where was his sister? Were she and Smoke riding him? Probably. I shrugged and ate. The prince said,
It would help if I knew your plans.
I told him.
Suppose some important people don't approve or don't feel you're the right champion.
It wouldn't matter. There's a contract in force. It will be fulfilled, and I don't distinguish between enemies, foreign or domestic. He understood. Nothing got said during the next course. Then he blurted,
Did you kill Jahamaraj Aja?
Yes.
My gods! Why?
His existence offended me. He gulped some air. He deserted at Dejagore. That cost us the battle. That was reason enough. But he also planned to kill your sister and blame me. He had a wife. If Shadar women are foolish enough to kill themselves over men, you can tell her to fire her gat. Any priest's wife who has a husband like Ja had better start collecting firewood. She'll need it. He winced.
You'll start a civil war.
Not if everybody behaves and minds his own business.
You don't understand. Priests consider everything their business.
How many men are we talking about? A few thousand? You ever watch a gardener prune? He snips a twig here, a branch there, and the plant grows stronger.
I'll prune if I have to.
But there's only you. You can't take on...
I can.
I will. I'm going to fulfill the contract. And so are you.
What?
I've heard that you and your sister didn't negotiate in good faith. Not smart, my friend.
Nobody cheats the company.
He did not respond.
I'm not really good at games. I'm not subtle. My solutions are forthright and final.
Forthright and final begets forthright and final. You kill a jaw, the other jaws will get the idea their only option is to kill you.
Only if they ignore the option of minding their own business. And where's my risk? I have nothing to lose. That's the fate planned for me once I'm used up, anyway. Why cooperate in my own destruction?
You can't just keep killing people who don't agree with you.
I won't. Only people who disagree and try to force their ideas on me. Here in Taglios, now, there's no legitimate cause for conflict. The prince